I wanted to give the job away tonight, but he wouldn't let me. And even as I was driving home last night, he reminded me that he had already showed me that I was to talk about John chapter 7. And Jesus showing up in the middle of the feast. How many of you, before you go there, have difficulty with celebrating the feast because of family and buttons being pushed and all kinds of war games going on? Put your hand way up because you need to see. Okay, please, you know, I'm trying to give you an awareness that this is not unusual during this season. There's a reason for that. It may be harvest season, but it's also a time when the Lord is really checking to see if we're going to persevere. And I can remember multiples of years of really saying to the Lord, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I even want to, because of the pressure tactics that go with it. Now, if you use the pressure tactics as a barometer, and you recognize that, you know, God is with you in this time, and he's preparing you for the rest of the season, I mean, then it has value, and you can persevere even more and press forward. But I've never had a feast that, let's say, wasn't filled with challenges, if that makes any sense. There were different challenges at different times. Sometimes it was family issues. Sometimes it was health issues. Sometimes it was financial issues. I mean, you name it, well, in 21 years of publicly, there's a difference between publicly and privately. Now, I celebrated the feast on my own before 88. But in 88, the Holy Spirit pushed that I was to leave everything and just go. And, of course, that's when I went to Oregon. And I shared with you earlier about my ego experience and how my head was ready to explode. This isn't a complaint. This is to say it was so intense. It was so impacting in my heart that from that day forward, I made a commitment to the Lord that not only would I make sure that I don't work for that week, but I would set it aside. And, of course, as soon as I did that, all hell broke loose. Okay? Why? Because, you know, it's God's feast. When you read in John 7:1, it's called the Feast of the Jews because they had manipulated it and made it their own feast and did what they wanted. Now, the saints know in this house that when we decided to put up what we did, it was because of visions, it was because of direction, it was because of a press in the Spirit, a vision from one, a vision from another, and all of it coordinated together. And when we got here, we didn't really quite know what to do, so we prayed. And we just got for grace, and obviously the grace came. And as we tried to even explain some of the visions, it wasn't catching on until we actually did the hands-on. And you know, when you start doing it, it becomes real. It becomes more understandable. And even when, you know, we purchase things for this season, it's almost like we get tested. We get tested financially. I mean, I could tell my brother, you know, how are we doing financially? He says, well, you know, and he gave me a kind of a shady answer because I don't think he wanted to tell me. But he's a lovely man, and he's trying to keep me from worrying, you know. So I thank you, Bob. But, you know, I know that we're being tested for a reason. And if we weren't tested, I'd start questioning. Okay? I really would. You know, after all, if you're doing something right, there is going to be pressure. So here goes. Yes, he is. And it's good. It is good. So, verse 1 of chapter 7, it says, after this, Jesus went around in Galilee, purposely staying away from Judea because the Jews were waiting to take his life. Isn't that a wonderful thing? But when the Jewish feast, and it's noticed in NIV, it says Jewish feast, of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, you ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourselves to the world, for even his own brothers did not believe in him. Now, I was going to read it to you from the Amplified, but the Lord said that Dale was going to volunteer that, so. You're on, girl.
Just the ones you read?
Yeah, just the ones I read.
After this, Jesus went from place to place in Galilee, for he would not travel in Judea, because the Jews were seeking to kill him. Now the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was drawing near. So his brothers said to him, leave here and go into Judea, so that your disciples there may also see the works that you do. This is no place for you. For no one does anything in secret when he wishes to be conspicuous and secure publicity.
You like that?
If you must do these things, if you must act like this, show yourself openly and make yourself known to the world. For even his brothers did not believe in or adhere to or trust in or rely on him either.
So he had wonderful family support. Right? Wrong. He was getting all kinds of backbiting. I mean, let's be honest. If Jesus knew that the Jews wanted to kill him and he was staying out of Judea on purpose, here the brothers are saying, I wish you'd go and get yourself slaughtered. This would be a great feast for us. That's what they're saying. So if you have people in your association saying, well, why don't you go ahead and get yourself killed? You're in good company. And I'm not trying to be facetious here. I'm trying to show you something that God showed me a long time ago. Are you going to be faithful to what I've called you to do? Are you going to stick with it year after year after year? And every year I question, Lord, what do you want? And the answer usually comes back similar to this. And it's never exactly the same, but have I changed my course? Have I changed my feasts? Have I changed my ways? The answer is no. He never changed his ways. Today I was pressed to put on Rob Parsley. And of course they're using this as a time to really, you know, get some funds in. And there's nothing wrong with that, because part of this feast is to bring in finances. But I kept saying, Lord, there's like a, you know when there's a twist in the pressure? Huh? It's an undertow. Yes, correct. It's an undertow. And truthfully, I wanted to shut it off, and the Lord said no. And I'm not trying to be critical of this man. That's not the point. But if there's a double purpose to celebrating the feast, and the people are not in freedom, then there's a level of bondage and seduction that's going on. And you see, the Jewish brothers of our Savior were very related to the world. They were not focused on the Father God. They were not focused on the plan of the Father or the plan of the Messiah. I mean, let's be honest. They saw the miracles. But after all, we also saw him arguing with us. We also saw him doing his own thing. He's showing off. He must be full of pride. Anybody relate? Okay, and I'm not trying to be critical of the Lord. I'm trying to show you that he had to make a decision. So, verse 6. Therefore, Jesus told them, the right time for me has not yet come. For you, any time is right. The world cannot hate you, Did you hear that? Verse 7 is very important. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify to what it does is evil. What you go to the feast, I am yet going up. I am not yet going up to this feast because for me the right time has not come. Now, do you notice he shuts them down without insult? It's not an insult, it's just, hey, wait a minute, it's me here. And it's me that's got to wait for the right moment. So he's responding in a way that should teach us how to respond. I mean, you know, for somebody else, they don't have to do the feast. They're not called to do it. For somebody else, it's not important. But for you, when that press comes in, I mean, sometimes, you know, you'd like to just, well, who testified they wanted to stay dead one morning? You? Okay. I've been there, you know. And sometimes the Lord during the feast gets me up in the middle of the night as well. So, you know, the hours of snooze are shortened and the hours of work are extended. So now I've got to depend on who for energy? Certainly not myself. Because, you know, it does require. And it requires connections, it requires extra things, and it's not a complaint. It's just I'm telling you that there's a challenge every year, and it's okay. It's not a complaint. But if you don't know that others are being challenged, you can start questioning yourself and say, am I sane to continue this? Well, was Jesus sane to continue this? For him, the moment was chosen for different reasons. Verse 9 says, having said this, he stayed in Galilee. However, after his brothers had left for the feast, he went also, not publicly, but in secret. By himself, I think the Amplified also says. Now at the feast, the Jews were watching for him and asking, where is this man? That man. Among the crowd were there was widespread whispering about him. Some said he is a good man. Others replied, no, he deceives the people. But no one would say anything publicly about him for fear of the Jews. Not until halfway through the feast did Jesus go up to the temple courts and begin to teach. The Jews were amazed and asked, how did this man get such learning without having studied? And I love that part. How do you get what you know from God without having studied? The Holy Spirit. Now, Gail, when you have these visions and you give out what you receive, does that educate your mind and prod you? Yeah. Violet, what about you? When you get that I was doing, and now you have the other pieces to the puzzle, you get to know what you were doing. You had a good initiation tonight. How does it feel to get all that wisdom? Where'd you get it all? Holy Spirit. Sir, why did you pick up that picture and move so quickly when you heard Abe Lincoln was here?
Well, I knew he was out in the trunk of my car. I figured he'd want to come in.
But I want you to see the coordinates of the body. See, one of my great joys is to watch the prophetic church rise. Do you hear me? The prophetic church is every single one of you is going to prophesy. I'm not going to be alone in the boat. I don't like the job of being alone in the boat. Every single one of you has the same Holy Ghost in you. You say, well, I'm not going to prophesy. Well, God bless you. Who do you think you are to fight the living God? Come on, please give me an amen. Okay? Get ready. Get ready to give out what God gives to you. You know, the Lord said he's going to make a different feast for us. He wants to use what? Who? Us. All of us. Why is he pressuring some more than others? Because maybe you're not willing to say, God, could you give me something, please? And you know something? I'm not saying you should complain. But I should tell you that unless you open the door, the Lord is only going to be on the other side knocking. Okay? So, the responsibility, which Gino used to push my buttons constantly, and at Grace, I mean, you could almost forecast who was going to have the visions and who was going to give out a word. It was almost predictable because it was always the same ones. And I can tell you, and this is not a lie, I can tell you that after a season, I knew which ones were from God and which ones were from the flesh. You mean to tell me we had prophets of Baal inside of Grace Church? Yes, we did. I could also tell you that there are prophets of Baal that have used this house and prophesied in this house. But it was to serve themselves. You see, the purpose of the heart of our Savior Jesus Christ not to go with his brothers is not because he's not needing to go. But does he need the pressure of listening to them complaining all the way through that travel time? He didn't want to go with the caravan, Amplified. Yeah. He wanted to go by himself so that he could stay in the hearing of what God wanted for him to say and to do. Was he looking for visions? Yes, John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. You should know it by now. If I don't pound that into you one more time, you'll never. You should know that one. God didn't make a mistake with Jesus. He fed him. Look at your neighbor. Say, he'll feed me if I insist. He'll give me visions. He'll give me prophecies. And he will use me in the house of prayer. And he'll use you too. So get ready. I want to stir you up. Oh, well, go over and shake them. Yes, Judy. Hallelujah. This is going to be quite a take. All right. You know, all teasing aside, you can tease each other. That's good news. All right? But the bottom line is, he's knocking. Get ready to answer. And you know something? Some of you are going to have discernment of the visions. Some of you are going to have understanding of what the word of knowledge may be. Yes, dear? Okay. It's people. Yes, it's the ocean is really a multitude of people. Yes. It's not a lake, no. It's the body of Christ. Yes. I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they're shaking the boat. Huh? What else is new? They're going to shake your boat too. Okay? Because he's preparing us. You know, my heart is to see the body of Christ be set free. That word that came, and I want to go back and I want to read it one more time. And I want you to repeat it and put it to work in your own heart. So would you just kind of put your hand over your heart? Close your eyes. Say, Lord Jesus, I want these words to go in me. Not for somebody else, but they really need to be going into my heart. And they need to be coming out of my mouth. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, so shall it be. So tonight, I am releasing and decreeing the prophetic word that came through the saint of God. The planet revolves around the sun as it was intended from creation of the universe. My chosen few have my son, Jesus, as their center. And I say to you today, those chosen few will walk amongst the lowly, and with a touch from me, they will be raised higher than they have ever known. When my eyes see their need, and my eye meets their eye, I will know exactly by the Holy Spirit what they need. My feet will walk in those places of confusion, and everything will be made clear. So I will continue to keep my eyes on the Son, Jesus Christ, as my center. And all will be done as it is decreed and prophesied by me today. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Now, how many of you had a churning going on as those words were coming out? Put your hand way up. You know why? Because the flesh and the soul says, oh no, it's just for the neighbor. After all, it's great for this one to do or that one to do. I'm not ready. I'm not pure yet. I'm not holy enough yet. Please, I need to see some hands. How many have that same weird feeling? Okay, you want to know why? You're not going to like me. But I'm not worried about whether you like me or not. If God can set you free tonight, then I'll have done my job. And He will get glorified. Close your eyes, I don't want you to look at each other. Insecurity and inferiority are wonderful, wonderful friends that come and visit as often as you let them. I must hear whether I'm right or wrong. Is this correct? Say insecurity and inferiority are not my friends. They are lousy, deceptive spirits trying to convince me that I'm not holy, that I am useless. And after all, if I was like anyone else, then God could use me. But me, the real me, is really insecure and quite inferior. I'm going to stand if these demons are real in my life. Would you stand there? on down. Thank you, Lord. Hold on to the other person next to you. Put your hand around them. Say, Lord Jesus, tonight, this body of believers is going to be free. Because Jesus said, through Abraham Lincoln, you're going to be free! You're going to walk in freedom. It doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter your color. It doesn't matter the lie that's been pushed into you from the time you were a little child. You're not worth it. You'll never make it. You're inferior. You're insecure. You serve fear. Instead of the living God, you made a declaration that Jesus Christ was your Lord. He didn't give you insecurity or inferiority or fear. He gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Now get into a circle if you don't mind. The reason I want to circle is I want you to see each other. Come on, Judy. Come on, Violet. I want you to see across from each other. Say, I'm going to give you an agreement tonight.
I'm going to give you an agreement tonight.
Insecurity.
Insecurity.
And inferiority.
And inferiority.
Is going beneath your feet.
Is going beneath your feet.
We bind that strong man.
We bind that strong man.
Right now.
Right now.
We render him useless.
We render him useless.
Powerless.
Powerless.
Against us.
Against us.
And against you.
And against you.
And against me.
And against me.
And I command him.
And I command him.
To loosen their grip. Is security?
Insecurity.
Loosen your grip.
Loosen your grip.
Get out.
Get out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Inferiority.
Inferiority.
Loosen your grip.
Loosen your grip.
Get out.
Get out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am going to declare,
I am going to declare
my freedom in Christ Jesus.
My freedom in Christ Jesus.
And yours as well.
And yours as well.
We agree.
We agree.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It's done.
It is done.
Confirmed by Abe Lincoln.
Confirmed by Abe Lincoln.
Hallelujah. His anointing. Take you home safely. Let his angels guard over you as you get ready to work and do that which he's called you to work and do. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
May I
yes?
read a scripture?
Of course.
This morning. I felt like I could read it. I should read it.
You better. Good.
Psalm 138, the Lord's goodness to the faithful. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name. For your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord. For great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly, but the proud he knows from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Then your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands.
Amen. Amen.